One of my favorite famous people is an actress named Tracee Ellis Ross. If you don't know who Tracee Ellis Ross is, I need you to go back and study, do your research on American TV. She's mostly a TV actress. She is one of the stars of one of my favorite shows at the moment, which is called Black-ish. And when I was younger, I saw her on TV on a 1990s TV show called Girlfriends. She is just really cool to me because I feel like she represents me. In form, she is a tall, skinny Black woman, and that's who I grew up to be. She does not traditionally wear her hair straight. She has it like big and curly. She has like wonderful, big, curious eyes, and she kind of reminds me of myself in a lot of ways. She's just like a glamorous, cooler version with a lot more money, a version of myself. So I don't just like Tracee Ellis Ross because she's a good actress and because of what she looks like, even though that's very important to have someone who you can look up to on TV, right? There are many people who may look like you, but if you turn on the TV and you only see blonde supermodels and you are not a blonde supermodel, you might start to get the idea that everyone else is normal and everyone else is idealistic and you're the one who's left out. A lot of times that's really not the case, so that's why I appreciated seeing Tracee Ellis Ross on TV. But even further than that, Tracee Ellis Ross is an activist. She stands up and she speaks out for people, for women's rights specifically. I think it's really important for celebrities to do something with their power. Yes, they make a lot of money and they also have a lot of influence, okay? So I love to see when people say, I know that 5 million people are following me on social media. That means when I speak, 5 million people are probably listening to the things I say. And those 5 million people might not know anything about the things that I consider to be important, like young teenagers getting out and registering to vote, to health services for women, to just speaking about what it means to be yourself. So those are some of the things I love about Tracee Ellis Ross and what she stands for. She recently did a TED Talk where she spoke about herself. She is a woman who, I believe she's at least 40 years old. She might be 41 years old. And she is unmarried. I don't think she's ever been married. And she is an unmarried woman who does not have any kids. And although I know that having kids does not make you a fulfilled woman, apparently that does not change even when you are successful in your career. Tracee Ellis Ross has a lot of money, she has a lot of fame, she has a lot of opportunity, and she's busy. She works a lot, and she seems to love what she does. But apparently, even she is constantly hearing things from other people like, oh, one day it will happen for you, and oh, even though you don't have any kids, this is still cool, or that is still cool. As if she is not doing her dream and what she has always wanted to do her entire life. So I really enjoyed listening to her TED Talk because she explained that it's okay to be you. If your dream is not the same as everyone else's, if you do not embody womanhood the way that everyone else believes that you should, it's all right. You can still live a really awesome life and you must really spend the time to get to know yourself. Don't rely on being in a relationship. Don't rely on having someone else to tell you how great you are. You should know how great you are. And you should really show that to the world and be unashamed so that other people can see that it's all right and they might start to live that way too. So even though I would like to get married one day, and I don't know if I will be like Tracee Ellis Ross in the stage of her life that she's in, I think I would be honored to be like her and to be doing really cool things like her. And she looks pretty good doing it. So that's why she's one of my favorite celebrities.